जय ओम विष्णु परमहंस श्री श्रीमान डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सनातन सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्री प्रभु भार की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। इसकान रामाचार्य श्री प्रभु भार की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गिरा श्रीवासादी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री शिवा ठाकुर श्री गोविनाथ श्याम सुंदर हरिचंद गिरी गौधान श्री श्री वृंदानंद श्री श्रीवृद्धाम की जय। श्री श्री मायापुर नाम की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथपुरी नाम की जय। श्री श्री मथुर नाम की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। गंग माई की जय। जमन माई की जय। गौन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री प्रिया मृदंग की जय। विश्वेश्वर की जय। श्री कर्णिताय की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर की जय। श्याम देव भक्त वृंद की जय। All glory is to the assembled devotees. All glory is to the assembled devotees. All glory is to the assembled devotees. All glory is to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Translations and purports by Divine Grace of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, 7th Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 38, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb.
Ko Deeprayaso Sura Balaka Ade Vasane
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
discharging the devotional service.
In discharging the devotional service.
Say in one's own.
Vidhi,
core of the heart.
Chitravat.
Just like the space.
Sataha.
Who always exists.
Pasya.
Of oneself or of the living entity.
Atmana.
Of the super soul.
Sakyo.
Of the well-wishing friend.
Ashesha.
Unlimited.
Dehinam.
Of the embodied souls.
Samanyata.
Generally.
King.
What is the need? Ipshaya upapadanai. With activities. Delivering the objects of the senses.
Delivering the objects of the senses.
For sense enjoyment. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Oh my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Super Soul feature always exists within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and the friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Responsible.
Oh my friends,
sons of the Asuras,
the
Supreme Personality of Godhead,
in his super soul feature,
always exists within the cores of the hearts,
of all living entities.
Indeed,
He is the well-wisher,
and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty. In worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service?
Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing
artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Report back to Srila Prabhupada. Because the Personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to Him, and no one is greater than Him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky, because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord in His Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and friend, as confirmed in the Vedas, Sayujyo Sakayo. The Lord in His Super Soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that He remains within the heart, so that one can always contact Him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Parasevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Mara, Sevanam, Arjanam, Dandanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. Koti Prayasa.
It means
without difficulty. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money, for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if he wants to return home, back to Godhead, there is no difficult endeavor. To go back to Godhead, one may live alone anywhere, any condition, and simply sit down, meditate upon the Supreme, and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adantagopir Vishatam Tamishram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Lord, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord is always within him. By the simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Pushpam Palantayam Yome Bhaktiya Prayachati Naraham Bhakti Paritam Ashtami Payatatana. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf of flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Bhagavad Gita 9:26. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of the demons, to take this path back home, back to Godhead, without difficulty. Om Ginati Manandasya Ganatana Sardaya Chakshuramitam Jena Tasmai Shri Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutare Svayamu Pakadamasandarati Svatam. So we can speak by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Yatkaroti Vachalam. Even the dumb can speak. Prahlad Maharaj was so infused by the teachings of Narada Muni, which instruct that even before the material body is fully manifest, because the soul is always conscious, instruction can be assimilated. When the mother of Prahlad, Kayada, was taken away to the ashram of Narada Muni, these instructions were imparted to the child in embryonic form. He was so deeply infused with spiritual consciousness that from a very early age he began to instruct his classmates. From the very beginning. Therefore he is called a Nitya Siddha, one who is liberated from birth. And therefore he is always very much glorified by Srila Prabhupada. So, he's kind of incredulous, actually, asking his friends, why should people not engage in devotional service? It's so easy. Ati prayas, ati prayasa. Well, that is not difficult. So why are people hesitating? And as Prabhupada is indicating, it's very difficult to gratify the senses. So many arrangements have to be made. A whole context has to be created in order for people to go to hell. Prabhupada uses that three-word phrase about 5 times in his purport, going to hell. But Prahlad Maharaj is incredulous because he's very intelligent. He sees that something is wrong, something so very obviously wrong in the instruction he's been given by his teachers, by his family, by his friends, by his relatives. Be prominent, go for adoration, profit, distinction, be successful, be political. And from the very beginning, he sees that something is wrong, something is incorrect. This is the sign of intelligence. This Vedic literature, which was imparted to him when he was still in the womb, is, as Prabhupada once said, the way by which we can maneuver through this material world successfully. Because it is, in one sense, it is like a minefield. Padam padam yati padam adesham. I would just say that at each step there is so much danger. It's just like you don't know Each step you take, you might step on a minefield and blow it to smithereens. That's how dangerous this material world is. We were kind of musing how dangerous is driving in India. I don't know what you call it here, but in America we call it the eternal game of chicken. Everybody's trying to, you know, sort of come as close to the other car as possible without touching it. So it's very dangerous, this material world. And the Vedas are like the instruction manual, Prabhupada said, by which we can maneuver through this material world. Otherwise we don't really have a clue how to do it. So imagine getting a new computer without an instruction manual or a new piece of software. You don't know how to do it. You don't have a clue. And you're for sure going to mess it up. And just like it is said that people have to spend so handsomely to create a brothel or a slaughterhouse or a hotel, so much endeavor has to go into making these things. And the result is that nobody is satisfied. So if you get a machine and you try and you spend and you endeavor, you rack your brain to try to figure it out, you'll never figure it out and you'll only be disappointed in the end. So this is real, real intelligence. When I went to school at a small college near Portland, Oregon, called Green College, and there was one student there who had an extremely fertile brain. He was a mathematician. And when he looked at the textbooks, the mathematics textbooks, he thought these things are all wrong. He was so intelligent that he could see that the way the textbooks were written were not the best way. So he decided to rewrite the textbooks. And he did such a good job that all the mathematics professors thought he was right and that their textbooks were wrong. So he started holding seminars with the mathematics teachers, and they revised the whole system of teaching mathematics at his school. So this is a sign of intelligence. If you're intelligent, you see that the manual, the traditional wisdom about how to live in this material world is all wrong. All the books that are written. Today we have so many self-help books, so many books about the New Age, books on psychology, and universities full of books and libraries full of books, gathering dust in the stack rooms, billions and billions and billions of books of instructions about how to live, how to be happy, how to get what you want, how to be successful. And none of them, not one of them gives you the right instruction. Because Krishna is not there. So an intelligent person immediately sees that these instructions are all wrong. They're not right. And he's amazed that people can just try and try and try over and over again. Puna punas charvita charvananam rava quotes that verse. Over and over again and not get anywhere and not get any real satisfaction. That's the incredulous thing that Prahlad Maharaj was looking at his friends, hearing the teachers, looking around him, seeing what his father was doing, what he was being taught. Now this is all ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. So a devotee actually sees that way. But this, you're just wasting your time. You know, you're building these big satellite dishes here in this holy city. It's just such a waste of time. Of course, we can also say it's our own fault, those of us who come from the West, because what are they doing? They're just watching television and they're doing what it says you're supposed to do. So, in one sense, we're part of that problem. We're part of it. But we're also very incredulous because we realize that something is wrong. Prabhupada says it very nicely. There's a pinprick in the social body of life in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. If there are lab arrangements, we're making so much advancement in communication and transportation and building so many big things, and really it's just dazzling how these big satellites are going into outer space and we're getting TV signals and data signals from them. But there's, as Prabhupada says, a pinprick. It's like a big balloon, you know? If you pop the balloon, no matter how big and beautiful the balloon is, it just goes kapow. There's nothing there. So the whole system that this material world is based on is like that. In fact, the very thing that people consider most dear, most important, is money. But there is no money anymore. There's no gold. If you took all the notes and turned them in, you wouldn't get maybe but 1/1000th of 1% back in gold or anything tangible. In fact, it's not even paper anymore, it's international money units. International money units are little invisible impulses on our computer. That's what the basis of money is now in the world. It's just
nothing. Nothing there. Like a big balloon, it'll pop someday and there won't be anything left.
So these economic and other political, social instruction manuals, psychological, about how to live in the material world, are grossly unsuccessful. And in the long term anyway, they will not succeed. No one will be happy. So Prahlad Maharshi is just incredulous. How can they do it? And we as Buddhists are also kind of incredulous. We're wondering, how are they happy?
If they are,
they're very happy.
Just like these Vrindavan sanitation department figures. They're chortling and snorting and rolling and nutting.
They're just having a great time.
And they're really enjoying it. But it's Yani Sha Sabhutanam Tasyam Jagati Swami.
It's like what is night for the devotee is day for the materialist and vice versa. Bhagavad Gita says it's so different. So what is it that can make someone who's so addicted, the word addicted is used here. Why are they so addicted to sense gratification?
Addicted. What is addiction? People have analyzed what addiction is.
One of the ways addiction is analyzed is that it's a way to get something done that's very easy. It doesn't require any endeavor or any energy.
Just like TV, you just sort of lay back and it all comes to you. It's very easy.
And it's been determined by psychologists and scientists that what happens to the brain when it watches television a lot
is that it becomes inert.
It becomes passive. They've calculated that they've done tests on students, on young people, on their reading models. And if you watch TV, it is the...
Someone says, Marx, that religion was the opiate of the mental. And now we know what the real opiate is.
It's not even a drug, it's something far more subtle. It's the cathode ray tube.
It has the whole world in illusion. And everybody becomes passive and everybody becomes addicted. It's so easy, you don't have to do anything.
So this material world is like that, and then everyone is a bit lazy by nature, the common mood takes over. And we're a bit like that. Even as devotees sometimes we figure, gotta get up, it's 4 o'clock, I turn up at 1 o'clock, put it under the pillow, I just don't want to go to Mangalarti. So there's so many kinds of laziness,
We read about Sanatana Goswami, how he used to circumambulate over down the hill.
Up until old age, 25 miles, I think it is.
So, we're so incredulous.
And that's intelligence.
When you can reason with a person, what are you doing anyway?
When it gets down to some discussion, philosophical, what are you actually doing with your life?
Well, I'm a lawyer, a driver. But what's the purpose? What's your goal? What's your mission? And most people, they don't really have a goal in life.
Sometimes it's said there's three types of people in the world. There's the type of people that make things happen, there's those that watch things happen, and there's those that wonder what happened. So Prabhupada was a person who made things happen. He didn't watch things happen. He didn't wonder what happened. He made things happen. And that's what his followers are trying to do in pursuance of his vision and his mission. We're trying to change the world for better, make it a better place. And we're trying to go back to Godhead, but not alone, but with as many of the conditioned souls as we can possibly gather together and take with us. That's what we're trying to do. So, just by being completely convinced, Prabhupada was completely convinced, he had no doubt when he got on that boat and had 2 heart attacks, that the holy name and Guru and Krishna, he had no doubt that they weren't going to save him, that they weren't going to be there for him in one form or other. So if one has no doubt and is mystified by how someone can be so addicted, falsely addicted to the material world, then when it gets down to discussion, it'll be very easy. Because it'll be natural. Well, what is enjoyment? And it is so difficult to get any kind of enjoyment. Whatever kind of enjoyment you get, you're going to suffer afterwards. Intoxication, there's a hangover. Illicit sex, there's pregnancy, there's contraception. Meat, there's all sorts of expense and ill health. In gambling, you've got to lose 99% of the time. You have to lose.
I used to, when I lived in Los Angeles, go to Las Vegas every week. And there's a little preaching center there. And when I would come back in the morning, it would be Saturday night preaching. And then come back Saturday morning in the airport. The businessmen were all there getting on the same plane as me. And they were bragging to each other. Oh, I dropped about $500,000 last night. They were really, you know, like whoever lost the most money was the top man. They were really saying like that. I mean, it was a constant thing. It wasn't just one time. They were bragging about how much money they lost. And they were, you know, getting open hand over getting used to it. So this is the amazing thing. Adanta Govirvishya Tanta Mishram. How is it the person can choose to choose over and over and over again? That's the mysterious thing. And that was the question too, wasn't it? A similar question that was asked by Yamaraj. When he asked Yudhisthira in the disembodied voice, when the Vandit was wearing the last year of exile, what's the most wonderful thing, the most amazing thing? Well, the right answer was that people see death all around them. They see their parents and their friends, children, everybody dying. They think that they're not going to die. That is the most amazing thing in the world. And Yamaraj rightly answered that, and brother was one of us back to life. So that is the amazing thing. That's the addiction. We're not going to suffer. We're not going to die. It's all enjoyment. And in the fraternities, we see it. Some of us maybe remember there's the big Friday night blast. And even though it was miserable the next morning, Saturday, next Friday night, we do it again because it was worth it. It was worth it, wasn't it? So much fun. Because life is like that, isn't it? You enjoy it and you suffer. You enjoy it. And that's life. And if you think you're going to enjoy all the time, you're an illusion, believe me. You're trying to escape into some otherworldly salvation, some ivory tower chamber where your little God is going to take care of you and everything is going to be all right. So that's what the Bhagavad Gita explains. Yani Shasa Vatanabe. And Bhagavad Gita is the best of the asuras. You have everything. You have a king, you have wealthy parents, you have everything going for you. Now here. So we were talking in Mayapur, Prabodha Nanda Saraswati. He says, yes, you have to speak to people very sweetly. Hey sadhu, vasakala deyabi haya durat. You're a sadhu. You're very intelligent. You're very wise. I'll speak so sweet. I'll walk my obeisances to you. I'll come to you with a straw in my teeth and I will call you Maharaj. And Prabhupada said, yes, I am Maharaj. Alright, let him speak. I'll give him something. I'll hear what he has to say. And then when that friendship is thick and thin, very real, then anyone can hear about the glory of Lord Chaitanya. So sometimes it is said that preaching is a thankless task. Very difficult. We might be individuals, but how do we convince them? How do you stop someone from taking heroin or alcohol or bomb or whatever they're taking? It's an addiction, chewing bombs. How do you stop them? Very difficult. And again, just like it's costing so much money to keep people to go to hell, it costs so much to reform. There's jails, there's methadone programs, there's police programs. I sat next to a policeman once on an airplane. He was a sort of white-collar type who was in the administration in Chicago and was on his way back from a convention. And he was asking me what my position on taking drugs was. So I told him, our society, we don't take any intoxication. And why, and explain why. We're very happy from within. We have inner happiness. And then the conversation got around on to how people are spending that time. I think President George Bush spent something like $8 billion on a drug program. And I was asking, do you think this is going to help? He said, well, probably not. Because it might make a little bit of a dent. But actually, as long as people want it, we can't stop it. With police, we can't stop it. We can make more laws. We can try to zero in on them. We can try to break down all the crack houses. But we can't stop it. As long as people want it, we can't stop it. So it said that in Asia, Udanayamamaya Dharajya, Mami Vahita Bhajita. This nature, material nature, is duratiya. It is so difficult to stop, so hard.
And it is only Mame Vayeva Bhajande Mayami Tantanandate. Only by the process of surrendering to Krishna is the only hope, the only way. We have to be so convinced as devotees that we're not going to stop the drug problem, we're not going to stop the illicit sex problem, we're not going to stop any problems, needy, gambling. We're not going to, there's no way. We have to be so convinced that only by educating people properly, benevolent education, the Krishna consciousness, can these problems of life be solved. Prabhupada once said, I'm so convinced, he said, it's not even an academic question anymore. I'm convinced, I'm absolutely convinced that Krishna consciousness, and only Krishna consciousness can solve all problems of the world. He said, I want you to explain this. So this is one of the charges Prabhupada gave us, how Krishna consciousness can solve all problems of the world. It's not so easy to understand, for even us to understand, what to speak of getting others to understand. In one sense, Prabhupada said, yes, it's very easy. All you have to do is chant, offer a flower, a water, a leaf, a fruit of love and devotion. Krishna's in the heart. He's so kind, he goes with us everywhere. What living entity is more friendly than that? We were reading in the Paranjan story. Paranjan becomes a woman in the next life in Mayapur. How Krishna approached Vidarbha, Pranja, who was his next incarnation, and was preparing for death, being very and thin in the body of a woman. And who came but Krishna? And how is he dressed like a Brahmin? And he described himself as being your old friend. I'm your old friend, don't you remember me? I went with you everywhere. So what is this friend? This is the kindest friend. A friend who goes, what friend will go with you everywhere? Even the mother and the son and the god and the father, they don't go everywhere. They can't. But the super soul, he goes everywhere. Someone goes to a brothel, someone goes to a drinking house, someone goes to a latrine. The super soul is going everywhere. And he's always beckoning us to please turn to me at every moment. And sending his representatives, sending his teachings, opening his temples, giving people like Prabhupada to come and further enlighten us. And so all we have to do is turn our heads, yes, Krishna, you're right there. So easy. Prabhupada once said Krishna consciousness is like a process of recreation. All we do is chant, dance, and glorify the Lord and eat. That's all. So simple. And Krishna is fully present. But simultaneously, it's very hard. Very hard to realize Krishna. Fully realize Krishna.
Nishanam Sahasra, you're
only one in thousands and thousands. Out of those, only one in thousands. And the Yamaraj says to his messengers, if you can't ever understand the position of the Supreme Lord by the light bearers, by thoughts within the heart, by the mind, by the senses, by vibrations of words, you still can't really understand fully. So we're very privileged in that sense that we have a lifetime. We have a lifetime to study, a lifetime to learn about all the wonderful facets, about all the amazing attributes that just gush out unlimitedly, just like the Ganges. This big pillar of water gushes out of Gopalka. No one's been able to figure out where it all comes from. We know where it comes from. But even that's a very mystical understanding, how the Ganga is carried from the spiritual firmament into the material. So it's a wonderful opportunity to study the wonder of Krishna. That it is always fresh and new. Navayoga Namaste. Krishna is always new and always fresh. And by reflecting those different facets of Krishna onto this material world, we can find ways to inspire people to find their vector, to find their guna and karma, their way of engaging and getting involved in Prabhupada's mission. So we can follow and take inspiration, follow in the footsteps of and follow the inspiration of Prahlada Maharaj, who from the very beginning, through his incredulity, was preaching. Once Prabhupada was walking with the devotees of Mayapur, and he said, why do people take the Krishna consciousness? I don't understand. What's wrong with them? If a rich man were going to give you a job, would you refuse? And at that time we were thinking, oh, how are you? He was a very rich man in America. Would anyone even standing there want to refuse a job offer from such a rich man? And Krishna is claiming, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. Gita Mahasarvatana, I am the Father, and we know Janmashwara, we're after so much wealth. But Krishna is the ultimate, one of his opulences is he's the supreme wealthy person. And he's not only offering us a job, he's offering us eternal service. And sometimes it's a little bit easier just to snap on the tube and kick back and get a pizza or finish up that box of chocolates I've been hiding for the last 2 years. 3 months. So it's very impressive. Why don't they take the Krishna consciousness? It's so easy and so simple. And the philosophical process is so inspiring. So if we can just throw off these last vestiges of laziness, Maya whispering in your ear, just relax, take it easy, don't fast, don't worry. We can embody the teachings of Kalam Maharaj and be inspired. Giriraj once told me that in his last meeting with Prabhupada, he said, so Prabhupada, if we just follow the principles, chant 16 rounds every day, and follow the program, then you may not be with us, your movement, your mission will be successful and everything will be alright. Prabhupada said yes. Very good. And he turned to walk away. This was at their last meeting. Here at Barnes told me 3 times because I wanted to make sure I heard it right. I wouldn't be lying when I repeated it. And he said, and use your intelligence and organization. So that was an indication that yes, we do. We must follow everything very rigidly. But at the same time, we shouldn't become even mentally lazy. We should use our intelligence, exercise it, and organize, and be a faithful follower of Srila Prabhupada. If we actually love Srila Prabhupada and love the spread his mission, we will show not by just the platitude and love and devotion, but yes, I'll be obedient, I'll be faithful, and I'll try to enter into what Srila Prabhupada wanted done. And by following the footsteps of Guru Shastra and Sadhu, and of course Prabhupada is the grand guru, and we are sure to be successful. Thank you. Kuti prayaso sura bala kahareya upasane svehi dehi chidra vatsuta spasyatmana sakyura shesha dehinam samanyatakim kishayopapadina. Oh my friends, sons of the Suras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Super Soul Teacher always exists within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Maybe, I don't know what time is, we should stop now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
but I have the time for one or maybe two short questions. Or long, one long, or six short. Yes?
Did Prabhupada ever mention that we should... Did Prabhupada ever stress that we have to learn how to manage things?
Did Prabhupada ever stress how to manage things?
Yeah. Now there are so many seminars on managing.
So many seminars on managing. Yes? I read through all the conversations books, so I tried to get some insights. Of course, the books of Prabhupada are probably the most important, not probably, they are the most important things to read. But I was trying to also understand some of the things about what Prabhupada emphasized. I remember right here in Vrindavan, at one point Prabhupada was asking the devotee, why doesn't the bell ring on the hour? And he gave, well, I told someone, they said, that is bureaucracy. He wasn't taking any excuse. Because the bell didn't ring on the hour, that made Prabhupada understand bad management. And then there was an instance where a devotee here in the Vrindavan temple was saying, well, Prabhupada, we have to spend now. And he was saying, no, you must cut down the expenditures. He said, well, we have to get basic things. What basic things? What soap? The Prabhupada said, you can wash in the dirt, you can wash your hands off in the dirt. So, that was Prabhupada's reality. So, and there are many other instances when Prabhupada would teach people. I saw him teaching Shyamasundara how to keep books of account, holding his hand, with a pen, holding the pen, and writing entries in the daybook, in the ledger, making sure that he understood. Once Prabhupada got a letter from the bank, Brindley's Bank, or one of the banks here, State Bank of India, they made a mistake. 34 pipes, they overcharged on a $30,000 transfer. So Prabhupada wrote a letter to the bank manager. You have overcharged us 34 pipes. Please correct your records immediately. And he was very disturbed until the letter came back saying we had made a mistake. I'm very sorry. So these are just three or four of many instances in which Prabhupada emphatically demanded that there should be good management. Not that we should think, oh, Krishna will manage everything. All I have to do is carry my commitment to be there. But especially those who are in the management system, Prabhupada demanded. Once I was in his room in Los Angeles, 1971, and he was pacing back and forth. Long time. He was getting letters, this problem, that problem, Tokyo, Rio, Brasilia, Sydney, someplace. And he's all stacked up in his desk. He said, how can I write my books if these problems keep coming to me? The indication, and then he said, the management is not good. Shaking his head, the management is not good. So we can take so many instructions from the management. Like everything else, has to be expert. One of the qualities of devotee, one of the 26 qualities, isn't it?
Laksha.
Huh? Laksha. Laksha. Expert. We have to be Laksha. Everything. Okay. Shiva Bhakti Jai. Rantara Shiva Bhagavatam Jai.